This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really, 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 really happy to bring it all to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Yeah, the talk monster, if you will, the talk monster of radio that's out there, that's Red State Talk Radio. We are 36 hours of continuous talk radio for you on two different channels and probably soon to be three different channels. Imagine that. Maybe 72 hours worth of talk radio. We'll be dominating the airwaves and the digital format. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Of course, we've got Orville Dam update and information. We're going to be talking about that. Well, we're going to be talking about, looks like Scott Adams is going to be joining us in the third hour. So we've got all the Jesse Smollett stuff. And this is, we're going to open up with this morning. We just cannot resist it. With a Jesse Smollett. this is Pants on Fire. Pants on Fire. What did pull up your pants. Remember that thing with Simon Cowell, the guy who came out, he called himself the Colonel or something like that, the General? Pants on the ground. That's what it was. Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Yeah, we have a pants down moment right now with this Jesse Smollett thing. Now, I know he's gay and everything. I'm not inferring anything like that. I'm just saying that there's a moment, a major moment coming up for some serious skullduggery. How's that? We'll use that word. I know. Listen, skullduggery. Who uses that? We're going to be Well, we'll do some splaining for you because, you know, after all, he is a crisis actor, isn't he? You know, we talk about crisis actors all the time. We declared that Jesse Smollett was a crisis actor when he created a crisis and then acted in it, right? He did his own crisis acting. The noose around the neck business, all this stuff. Oh, but, you know, and again, not only was he a star in the crisis, but he produced and directed the crisis. He hired his fellow crisis actors. I mean, this guy was just full tilt boogie. I didn't know he had his own production crew. Did you? Well, maybe it goes to his grooming. Something to think about. Maybe it's his grooming that seems to be the issue. Grooming. Did I say grooming? I didn't say grooming. Did I say grooming? You said grooming. I didn't say it. Was he groomed to do this? Is there a connection to people that may be, in fact, wanting to have groomed Jesse Smollett to do what he's done? Think about it. Come on. Well, I know he's an actor, so he's an act. I'm sorry. I got that one wrong. He's an actor. We understand that, right? And, you know, how he has to create a crisis. Why would he create a crisis, though? To continue on with the so-called white supremacist narrative that we're now seeing Cory Booker do, right? Well, they're all doing it, of course. Everybody, if you're white and you're a man, you are evil. That's the way they want you to think. I mean, the level of racism that's being displayed here really speaks volumes about where these folks are at. Now, who are these folks? Well, let's see. The last time I saw someone that was being groomed as an adult, literally adult figure, national figure, who had national prominence, was somebody who was actually being groomed in the White House. I said the White House. Yes, the White House. Somebody who was being groomed in the White House. And, of course, who I'm talking about now is Colin Kaepernick. See, Colin Kaepernick, the guy who got so much money from Nike. Oh, that guy. Yeah, remember? He came, and well, he was groomed for 3 years, and then he finally took a knee. Yeah, a big, strapping Christian young man who ultimately, you know, turned to what we suspected was heavy marijuana use. And we say that because of our expert opinions, and also we did have a great deal of news and information at the time. Remember when he played in the Super Bowl? I'm talking about now, not Jesse's. Come on. Could you imagine him running around in a football uniform? No, that's a bad visual. That's a completely bad visual. But he was an actor nonetheless, right? He had this big acting gig. And so he was rising, Jesse Smollett, to high levels of prominence. So much so he's, you know, pictured with the Obamas, really. Yeah. So anyway, some people are saying, I think I know where you're going with this, Paul. Where are you going with this? I know. We're going to go to crazy land in a minute. Don't you think? Well, sure. Why not, right? Why not just hustle off to crazy land? I think it's appropriate that we do that. Actually, I do. Because we are in crazy land, ladies and gentlemen. There is no doubt about it that we are in crazy, 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 crazy land going forward with all these crazy picked people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't say this lightly. Because this is craziness, what we're seeing with Jesse Smollett. You have the prosecutor drops all these felony charges. Now, by the way, it's just outrageous. And what am I not talking about? Because I'm talking about Jesse Smollett. This is where we get crazy. This is where we control the national media, right? When we have the stage, we have the forum, we're going to do whatever we possibly can do to make everything happen the way it's supposed to happen. Now, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen? Aren't we? Aren't we going to do something that's going to be pretty outrageous That's exactly what we're going to do. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what has been going on with all these folks. This whole cast of characters is that they've been driving us crazy for a reason. Because do they like craziness? No, but they want to keep us confused, don't they? They want to keep us completely distracted from what is really the big news of the day. And, of course, that's the whole Mueller investigation and all the fallout there. And, of course, Donald Trump going absolutely nutty, huh? What's been going on with that? Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, has been, well, he's been out and about telling people like it is that, yes, this is now the time for all of us to see what is behind the curtain. And the curtain is, are you ready for this? I mean, are you really ready for this? It's the Obama curtain. We come back from the break, we're going to be talking about that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the new sheriff in town, Donald J. Trump, he's pulling out the big guns. And he's going to hold people accountable, as he is already. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com for all of your energy needs. Well, I mean, you know, I'm kind of like, since the state of California has taken over all of the energy concerns. You know, like the Pacific Gas and Electric. I'm serious. This is what their goal is. Their goal is to take over energy. How do you like that? The state-run energy system. Might as well. I mean, come on. What's wrong with you guys? Can't you figure this one out? You got to have some energy that the state provides. That way, the state controls everything, right? Now, what could possibly go wrong there? Maybe, you know, rolling blackouts all every day. Every day. Tucker Carlson, Pelosi orders programming pivot, and CNN jumps. Okay. Now, I was saying earlier about the Jesse Smollett thing. You know, good things are happening to good people, right? This is an article comes from Fox News. And then there's, Kobe names the three greatest basketball players. Okay, Godfather on Jesus. Let's see. Breaking point warning. We're going to get into this, by the way. We haven't neglected and we are not going to neglect what's going on down at the border. You would know that. And, of course, it's everything that we have been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio has now started to come to fruition at the border. Right? Massive herds of people. Right. Massive herds of people. I want you to think about that. What is going on with these massive herds of people? Tens of thousands. I think yesterday they got 4,000 people yesterday. Now, let's see. If I do some simple math, that's 40,000 people every 10 days just on the ones they've caught. I think you can double that number easily beyond the numbers that they've caught easily. So let's say 10,000 a day. I'll just 10,000 a day. That's roughly 300,000 every month. We're getting to that million mark, ladies and gentlemen, like I've said. We're getting to that million mark. So the Jesse Follett thing, Smollett. Did I say Follett? Come on, what am I thinking? I'm thinking something I should not tell you. I won't tell you. Anyway, this is some of the fallout from this article that we've seen here. Chicago. An internal email from the office of Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Now, that's F-O-X-X. Obtained by Fox News. Don't you love this? Ask assistant state's attorneys to dig for any examples to bolster Fox's claims that the dropped charges in the Jesse Smollett case weren't as uncommon or shocking as they seemed. Wow. The email read, so this is like happening now, right, guys? That's why I have it up here. It says the email read in part, "We are looking for examples of cases, felony preferable, where we, in exercising our discretion, have entered into verbal agreements with defense attorneys to dismiss charges against an offender if certain conditions were met." The email added, "Nobody is in trouble. We are just looking for further examples of how we as prosecutors use our discretion in an attempt or in a way to restore the victims." It was not clear who sent it and exactly when it was sent. Fox recused herself from the case last February, but defended her office offering Smollett an alternative prosecution model in a series of interviews on Wednesday. This is Illinois attorney Rod Drobinski told Fox News that because a special prosecutor was not appointed in the Smollett case, there were appearances of impropriety on behalf of Fox's office. Even the prosecutor said it was a strong case. That makes it even more unusual that they didn't demand that he admit to what he did as part of his dismissal. Shocking. So he said, this guy, you understand the ramification of this. He didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. No noose around the neck. Nothing to see here. There was no noose. He didn't write any checks. He did not threaten anybody through the mail system. Oh, no. None of that happened. So come on. Give this guy a break, right? Right. Like you and I would get that break. Right? It says Fox has been defending her decision by her staff. By her staff, see? To drop by her staff. That's her decision by her staff. To drop the charges against the Empire actor after investigators revealed he allegedly staged a racist anti-gay attack. Fox told Fox 32. See, 32. What's up with the Fox thing? She believed the matter was handled properly for a case of its kind. She pointed to Smollett forfeiting his $10,000 bond and doing community service. Really? I wonder what the community service was. We're going to have to get into that one. Huh? The community service. I think this is really important to understand this. When we look around at similarly situated people charged with this offense, really, how many have been... How many have been charged with similar offenses? I know you're rushing out and trying to figure this one out. How many people have been charged with similar offenses, right? I think in this case, justice was appropriate. Appropriate, Fox told Fox 32 Chicago. He was availed to an alternative prosecution model that anyone without these riches, without this fame, would also be availed to. So she's saying, because he's rich, right? Now, Cook County prosecutors dismissed all charges but still maintained Smollett lied about being attacked in downtown Chicago. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel has called the dropping of charges a, quote, whitewash. Wow, Rahm. Come on, it's an emergency, Rahm. You know he's famous for that, right? His famous line is, we shouldn't let a good emergency go to waste, or a good crisis. But again, he came out and was lecturing everybody about all this stuff. And I thought to myself when I heard this, I was driving, by the way, I was listening to Rahm Emanuel, which normally I do not do. It's very hard for me to keep anything in my stomach after when I listen to him or see him or, you know, any kind of, when his voice comes across. So anyway, but I thought, how sanctimonious is this clown? You got to remember, he is on the Smollett side. Rahm Emanuel is going to do anything he can do to make the crisis more extreme or more outrageous, which is what he did by coming out on the side against the prosecutor, which he is really truly supporting that side. Now, why would he do so? Well, come on, guys. The news on the other side of this story, the news that should be dominating the news cycle, which it's not, is all about Donald J. Trump, isn't it? So you do something just completely outrageous, like drop these charges, you know, with Smollett, and then you pile on with Rahm Emanuel. I'm supporting these guys. This Jesse, he should be thrown in jail. I mean, come on. Can you see through the ruse, guys? Can you see the ruse happening right before your very, well, what's that word? Baseball. Oh, it's the start of baseball season today, too. But can you imagine this? This is what this is about. It's a distraction from Mueller, and the nothing Russia collusion case. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back. And we are back. I was having a cup of brew just handed to me. Fresh out of the pot. That's the coffee pot, I might add. Okay. I was going to play this little thing here about Kim Fox. Kim Fox. F-O-X-X. Kim Fox. Defends her team's decision to drop charges in Smollett. I do have to admit, if you go to the website at a21r.com, you'll see that we have terribly butchered Smollett's last name. We will correct it. Just want to let you know. It just hit me that we spelled it wrong. And we will change it. My greatest apologies to Jesse. Right. We all get that apology for that one. Anyway, okay. So now, what about this? What about this Kim Fox? Kim Fox. I wonder if she's really got it together as far as when it comes to finding out what's happening here. We're going to find out right now.
Your office threw a lot. the police detectives, there's a lot of mad hours. At the end of the day, 16 hours of community service and $10,000 to a man who makes a mil plus a year. Would you define that as justice?
I think when we look at the totality of our justice system based on what he was charged with, so all of those factors are placed. He was charged with a class 4 felony, and he doesn't have a background. When I look at similarly situated people who are charged with the same level of felony without a background, I believe in this case justice was appropriate. Again, I didn't make the decision, but he was a veil to alternative prosecution model that anybody else without his riches, without his fame, were also a veil to. 5,700 people have participated in alternative prosecution cases. 5,700 people who, whether they did community service, some who've done restitution, had the same outcome. And so while it's frustrating the nature of his offense, we treated Mr. Smollett in the same way we would treat similarly situated folks.
Well, really. They treated him the same. Uh-huh. Well, most people don't think so, including one large association for prosecutors. That was Jesse Smollett, right? Right. He got availed everything. But, of course, there's mail fraud. Oh. And wire transfers and bank fraud. Potentially. I mean, the list goes on and on. 16 felonies just drop in the class 4. They say were light felonies, so to speak. But, you know, there's also the Postal Service, and I don't think this whole Smollett thing is over yet. No, it's not, because it's playing out in a much bigger form. And we're going to connect a few dots for you right now so that you understand how the Smollett thing goes right to Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle. So you get it. Okay? Here we have Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett has been, what's the word I'm looking for? He has been playing a role on a big television show. And in this role, he's doing all kinds of things. All kinds of weird things, right? But keep in mind, he's an actor. And like I said at the beginning of the show, he's a crisis actor, in my opinion. He created a crisis because remember, you're in Chicago now, the land of Rahm Emanuel, where you can create crises. You cannot separate the locale of where Jesse Smollett has basically been reared in. It's Chicago. And who has he been affiliated with? Well, the Obamas. We know that. And we know of some of the other relationships that he has with some of the people that are directly linked to the Obamas. He's been in the White House quite a bit. And what is his main thrust in what he was doing in his crisis acting career, in this case in Chicago? It was all about the white man. And basically, white racism. The Ku Klux Klan, eventually. White supremacist. The theme couldn't have been more clear. I mean, he calls the police. He's got a noose around his neck. He's got all these things that evidence that shows that, oh, it was white supremacists that did it to him. And it turned out to be two black guys from a Nigeria or something like that, that he knew. And he was writing checks, bank fraud. He was threatening people over the postal service, postal fraud. Hello? So we have some of those federal things going on still for Jesse. But the bigger feature is this, the crisis acting thing in his relationship with the Obamas. Just like somebody else's relationship, which was also, he turned out to be a crisis actor, and that is Colin Kaepernick. we reported to you well before Colin took a knee that the Obamas were entertaining Colin Kaepernick. And they had sucked them into their web when they were in the White House. And as it turns out, it was a grooming experience. For 3 years before he took a knee, the Obamas had access to him, and he to them, through various, well, exercise types of programs from the White House, designed to get kids up and running and all that good stuff. They groomed Colin Kaepernick. They introduced him to various women. Ultimately, the word was out that he converted to Islam, and then he took a knee. He created a crisis, didn't he? After being affiliated and associated with the Obamas, how can you just deny the link? This is, I mean, there's videos, there's YouTube, all this stuff out there. Him dancing up on stage and talking about this stuff with the Obamas. That went hand in hand with what we were saying about Colin Kaepernick as he was losing his athletic skills. And as we were getting reports from people around him that he was diving deep into marijuana abuse. All at the same time. Now, Jesse Smollett, groomed by the same folks. Yeah, he's one of them. And, of course, they were triggering him at the right time, weren't they? Remember, there was a lot of stuff going on when this all first came out about Mueller. That whole thing was going to be released. All that stuff, and of course, they couldn't allow Trump to get away with that or to make him look good in any way, shape, or form. So we got to get Jesse to pull out one for the Gipper. Mm-hmm. So you have Jesse Smollett put a noose around his neck and create a crisis. And then he gets charged with 16 felonies. It's outrageous. And then all of a sudden, the Mueller report comes out, gives Donald Trump a complete clean slate. And then now we have the crisis where? In the king of crises, capital, Chicago. Rahm Emanuel, don't let a good crisis go to waste, right? Right out of Saul Alinsky. Where's Saul Alinsky from? Chicago. I hate it when this happens. Al Capone, Chicago. So now you have this big crisis, and what's it doing? It's taking news away from Donald Trump, who is celebrating, basically, and doing the other thing. He's pointing fingers in the right direction here. Because you talk about, for the very first time in our nation's history, an attempted coup d'etat, sponsored by who? Barack Obama. Really? Yeah. And John Brennan, the whole cast of characters, isn't that right? The Russia collusion case was all about them doing, accusing the president or the candidate at the time. And now they've got Smollett distracting. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Well, enter stage left, Michael Avenatti. We're continuing this drama about, well, might as well, right? Let's. We're all drama queens today. We are. We're all, aren't we? We got Jesse Smollett. We've got Colin Kaepernick. We've got the Obamas. Now enter stage left, Michael Avenatti. And he's related, but it's all coming together. I'm telling you, we'll all pull it together for you here.
Disgraced celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti facing nearly 100 years behind bars for allegedly attempting to extort millions from Nike and for a wire and fraud case out of California. Here's how he's feeling about it.
What I will say is the way this has been framed is not accurate. It's just not accurate.
You're facing, if convicted on all of these charges, up to the rest of your life in prison. Are you nervous?
Well, of course I'm nervous.
Are you scared? Are you concerned? I mean, tell us, I guess, as someone who, again, has a history of representing people, and now you're on the other side, facing some serious charges.
I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared.
Wow, Jesse, quite a fall from grace for this guy.
He was on networks.
People were talking about him like he was a serious 2020 contender at one point. He got a lot of airtime, this guy, and now he's in this position. What do you make of it?
I think he's a classic shakedown artist, scam artist, shark, and he needed this big whale of Nike, the $20 million payout, to keep the house of cards from falling down on him. He is like, he's got the character of Jesse Smollett with the tastes of Paul Manafort. While he was skirting all these taxes for 10 years, he spent $200,000 at Neiman Marcus, $270,000 at Porsche dealerships, $100,000 a month rent for a house in Newport Beach, and $40,000 for Ferrari lease payments.
Oh, wow.
The guy was stealing from clients, stiffing his own employees.
And the
IRS
government
has been going after him for 10 years. He's filed for bankruptcy protection twice. And this whole time, us here have said, I know this guy's a phony, because you know why? We have street smarts. CNN, they might have book smarts. We have street smarts. We can smell
a
phony.
We have street and book smarts.
You do. We can smell a phony from a mile away, and everybody else bought this guy hook, line, and sinker, and it blew up in their face.
This guy's so obnoxious, though, and so full of himself. I don't even know if he realizes yet what could potentially happen to him. What do you think?
It's a shame he wasn't arrested in Chicago.
He would get
a week of community service.
You took my talk.
I'm sorry. Let's rewind it. I'll erase it. The media still must be held accountable for this, because they're the ones that gave him the spotlight. But you know who's having a nice tall beer right now? Brett Kavanaugh. Justice may be slow, but in this case, it's taking a correct course. This is a guy. So if you ever feel any pangs of sympathy for this litigating lollipop, remember what he tried to do to Kavanaugh. And I think a lot of Democrats were mad because, you know, he tried to do a better job at the public hanging.
Wait, Juan said yesterday that the Avenatti allegations helped Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, remember? I might have.
Really? Ask his daughters that, Juan.
Juan did.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Serial gang rapist in high school? You think that helped?
I don't think that was ever proved. In fact, the fact that it came up empty helped Kavanaugh because then it seemed like everybody was piling on. Everybody said due process.
Because everybody was.
But I tell you what, I'm noting that Kavanaugh. Apart from Kavanaugh, which is Trump and Stormy Daniels, I think a lot of people are seeing this as payback on Avenatti, but I don't see it though. I just think Avenatti is interesting to me that he says he's just an aggressive attorney. And I'm an aggressive attorney. He says this is not extortion of Nike, that he was engaged in threatening them, but people do that all the time in terms of settlements. I think he's got a twisted view of how you are an aggressive attorney. It's gone over the line, and he may not know it. He should be scared because he may be going to face real jail time. I think yesterday on the show we said, with the two different cases, one in L.A. in this one, 100 years in jail. Wow.
Well, we'll be happy to pay his rent for him.
Avenatti enters the fray of the whole Jesse Smollett and Colin Kaepernick. Wow. How would that happen? Well, it could happen through Michelle Obama and her brother, Coach Robinson, in Oregon. And, of course, you know, you got to remember that Nike gave a great payout to who? Colin Kaepernick, of course. Shocking. You know, the guy who was groomed to take a knee? Now, what happened with Michael Avenatti and Garagos? Remember him? Garagos. His partner. Uh-oh. Yeah, are we getting closer? We are getting closer. We're getting closer and closer every day to Barack Hussein Obama and the Obama administration. Believe it or not, through this whole case, it might not be clear to you right now, and the fact patterns are going to come out in the days ahead, that Jesse Smollett, this whole distraction that you're seeing right now, the whole diversion plan. You know, I talk about the people that there was a diversion the day that they had Columbine. A lot of people don't know this, but you check out the tapes from the police department. In 20 minutes before the shooting began, there was three large explosions in a park on the other side of town. And then the shooting. Well, that's because all the assets ran over there or paying attention to the explosions. That's why they weren't at the school when the shooting started. They know how to play the game.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Congressman Conaway from Texas, he just started. Drop in.
President Trump or anyone associated with the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russian government. The minority views, which you submitted, were attached to our committee's findings, and yet your views did not provide any evidence to support the claim of collusion. On March 24, 2019, the special counsel delivered his findings to the government. To the... The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with conspired or coordinated with the Russian, with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Special Counsel Mueller's findings are consistent with those of this committee, as well as the public statements of various senators on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Despite these findings, you continue to proclaim to the media that there is significant evidence of collusion. You further have stated you will continue to investigate the counterintelligence issues. That is the president or people around him compromised in any way by hostile foreign power? Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing.
Wow. They're asking for Adam Schiff's resignation, effective immediately from the committee. Representative Mike Conaway, representative from Texas, this just happened moments ago. Worms are squirming. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.